KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Clear skies and 61 degrees in Atlantic at 8 o'clock, and we look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 84. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. A candidates forum for persons who have filed to run for the Board of Education in the Atlantic School District will be held on August 25th at 7 p.m. Board President Christy Pallett announced during Monday evening's final regular meeting of the current school board that seven candidates looking to fill three open at-large seats on the board will take place in the auditorium at the Atlantic High School. Three local media representatives will ask questions of the candidates. We'll also take questions from the public. Pallett said also that each of the candidates have been invited to attend an informational seminar that takes place tomorrow from 1 until 3 p.m. at the high school media center.
Gary Sinclair is going to be presenting a financial workshop or webinar, if you will, and so it's a good opportunity just to get a little primer on school finance to get ahead of things.
Sinclair is with the PMA Financial Network. And in his report to the board, District Operations Director Russell Peck gave an update on the various summer capital improvement and or repair projects. Peck said the cost to repair some of the heat pumps at the high school was slightly higher than expected due to some faulty pressure valves, which were replaced while others were simply switched out. The system is wireless compatible.
Otherwise, it's up and running. It's on the computer. It's online. They got a link there. As soon as they get down here, I'll have a link on my computer. I'll be able to get on my phone, you know, at least to run the ones from here on out up here.
Peck said also the roof on the middle school has been repaired and is now draining properly.
We got everything sloped away, and it looks like it's going to take the water away compared to what, you know, it did in the past. So at least it's draining in the right direction towards the drains this time. And they did find two or three really big holes up there.
New furniture was also placed in the middle school art room, and Peck said the teacher's lounge received a few kitchen cabinets. The tuck point work is also finished. Peck says it came under budget. It was estimated at $20,000, but the bid was $17,600.
When they originally said it, they counted 50 to 55 bricks. But those two guys that do the work, when they finally got up there and started washing them, and they ended up replacing 250 bricks. They were going to charge us additionally for each brick, but they didn't. He just says, we'll just call it my bid with what I give you, and that's what we're going to go for. So they sealed everything from the top down to the top windows like we do every year.
MPEG said the workers went above and beyond the call of duty in making sure everything was cleaned up, including areas that they didn't even cover. Also, the high school parking lot was fixed, and Peck said new bleachers at the Schuller Elementary School came with a much cheaper price tag than expected. He said that he had budgeted $25,000 for them, but ended up being about $7,000 cheaper than any other bid.
They are motorized. The only problem is, yes, they got to make them. It was one of the last vendors that I actually got back to me, but it was $7,000 cheaper than the other two people, so it's probably a good thing we waited. They'll probably have to be put in during school. We are around the power to them, so it's just a matter of bringing them in, getting them bolted up, and they'll be, at least that part will be done.
In other board activity, the hiring of an interim English, speech, and theater teacher was approved. Alex Bales has been hired on a one-year contract. Bales from Indianola is a recent graduate of Iowa State University. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday the arrest on Friday of a Nebraska man on a drug charge. 28-year-old Dante Lee Plunkett of Omaha was taken into custody for OWI first offense and possession of a controlled substance. Plunkett was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on his own recognizance. On Sunday, deputies in Cass County arrested 24-year-old Callan Scott Vincent Pollock of Oneida on a district court warrant for failure to appear and a charge of driving while revoked. Pollock was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on his own recognizance. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer said yesterday there were two recent arrests. Last Thursday, 16-year-old Dakota Rain Topher of Audubon was arrested for domestic assault causing injury and domestic assault with intent to inflict serious injury. Topher was transferred to the Juvenile Detention Center. And on August 1st, 30-year-old Benjamin Daniel Job of Audubon was arrested for driving while revoked and failure to file SR-22, along with no interlock ignition devices required. Job was being held in the Audubon County Jail awaiting to appear before a magistrate. One person was injured during a single vehicle accident late Monday morning in Creston. Authorities say 55-year-old Moxie Jane King of Creston was driving a 2008 Toyota 4Runner SUV southbound on Cottonwood Street at around 11 a.m. and making a left turn onto Prairie Street into a parking lot drive when she suffered from some sort of a medical condition. Her SUV went over a curb and crossed Prairie Street to the north before hitting a light pole. King was transported by ambulance to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston. The woman told authorities she didn't remember anything after making the turn onto southbound Cottonwood. Damage from the accident amounted to $3,200. Another accident in Creston took place just after 10 a.m. Monday at the intersection of West Howard and North Stone Streets. Police say 16-year-old Alexa Miller of Creston was driving a 2003 Pontiac Grand Prix westbound on Howard Street when she failed to yield to a 1999 Ford F-250 pickup traveling south on Stone Street and driven by 49-year-old Ricky Foster of Creston. Miller said she couldn't see the approaching pickup because of trees and brush near the intersection. The vehicles collided, causing $6,000 damage altogether. Both drivers complained of pain and possible injuries, but were not transported to the hospital. No citations were issued. Two people were arrested over the weekend in Glenwood. Authorities said Monday 23-year-old Nicholas Argetsinger of Glenwood was arrested Sunday for violation of a no-contact order. He was being held in the Mills County Jail until an appearance before the magistrate. And on Saturday, Glenwood police arrested 33-year-old Joshua Morrison of Glenwood for public intoxication. His bond was set at $300. Atlantic, Messina, Clarinda, and Creston are among 25 communities from across the state to be awarded branching out grants for tree planting this fall. The grants from Alliant Energy amount to $132,000 altogether and is a collaboration with Trees Forever. The funds will allow for the purchase of trees and their planting by volunteers. Experts from Trees Forever will make sure the projects improve energy efficiency as well as teach volunteers how to plant and care for the trees correctly. Atlantic received a $2,800 grant to plant trees near Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Messina received $1,000 for planting on donated, vacated land from the city of Messina. Clarinda will use its $4,600 in funds to plant trees along a new trail in the main city park. And Creston received $10,000 for planting of trees on the campus of Southwestern Community College, at the Highland Lakes Gun Club, Graceland Cemetery, a walking and biking trail, and Cromwell City Park. Several organizations have collaborated in replacing a handful of outdoor informational panels that detail a journey of Mormons in the mid-1800s across Iowa to settle in Utah. The panels were installed by organizers at several Iowa sites in 1996 during the 150th anniversary of the trek. Bob Schultz with the Pottawatomie County Mormon Trails Association said the signs appeared worn due to age and weather. He and others, including representatives from Pottawatomie County Conservation and the National Park Service, recently worked together to replace most of the signs with new ones. Schultz says an Iowa Living Roadway Trust grant helped to establish the native prairie that surrounds the panels. Organizers worked to make the area resemble what the settlers would have encountered on their travels. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.